You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, the Blue Jays are kind of walking a fine line right now in the sense that they're trying to make an effort to re-sign Edwin Encarnacion. We know there was some sort of offer made earlier this week at the GM meetings. But Encarnacion has the right, and he's going to explore free agency, and he's seeing what's out there. And so the difficult challenge for the Blue Jays right now is that they have to keep in contact with Encarnacion, keep all those options open, but at the same time not back themselves into a corner. And that's where they're going to have to explore some of the other options that they have through free agency. And I think that's what you're seeing right now is Encarnacion's kind of exploring the market, seeing what the interest is from the other teams, and the Blue Jays are seeing what interest players have in joining them. And with so many free agents that the Blue Jays have, they kind of have to have that open door policy until these things start coming off the board, because they don't want to be backed into a corner. And that's what's going to make these negotiations with Encarnacion over the coming weeks, coming days and coming weeks, they're going to be really interesting, because it's going to dictate a lot of what the Blue Jays have to do this offseason.
Well, first off, I think it's funny that they like a lot of things about last season, and that's funny in the respect that they finished in last place. But, you know, you look going into next year, and you've got a set infield. You've got Kevin Kiermaier in center field, and you've got a fully loaded pitching staff. So pieces they might need, they might like to get a corner outfielder, though Steven Souza and Wright will probably fill one of those, and then you know, Mikey Matuk and Corey Dickerson are likely candidates for left field. So I think if they are going to make any moves, it's not going to be of a free agency type of move. It's going to be moving one of their starting pitchers. And they're about eight deep starters. They don't like to get thin with their starters, so it would have to be a piece that they really need, which might mean the catcher they've always wanted, or maybe a power bat that could fit one of those corner outfield spots. They really don't need a DH with Corey Dickerson. So I don't look for free agency. I think if anything happens, it's going to be a trade. I think the only free agents that they will probably pursue is probably from the plan that they've always done, and that's when they start looking at their middle relief. I think there might be a play for Kevin Jepsen, who is one of their free agents. They might like to bring him back, and he might not be that expensive based on his numbers last year. He's a very good guy to have in the clubhouse. He pitches, you know, when he's in there, he's calm. He's used to pitching in high leverage situations. I think the question is whether that bad year he had last year was an aberration or not. But I think they have enough background with him. He might be a guy they would end up signing. Other than that, they would probably do some low-priced free agents, you know, for the middle relief. And then they'd always, you know, they always go into spring training signing some veteran guys, particularly for the bullpen, that they sign to minor league deals with an invite to.
Well, Brian Cashman wasted no time getting involved with the free agent market. The Cubs World Series parade wasn't even over yet, and he'd already been reaching out to several free agents, including Aroldis Chapman, who obviously started the year with the Yankees, then went to Chicago and helped them win that World Series. The Yankees would love to upgrade their pitching. That means the bullpen, obviously, which is why they have a need for Chapman, but also the starting rotation, where Masahiro Tanaka, CeCe Sabathia, and Michael Pineda are really the only givens in that rotation. So they're going to be looking to the open market for that. Rich Hill is one option that they could go for on the starting pitching front as a free agent, but it's sort of a thin market this year in a lot of different departments. So with the Yankees looking for pitching help, they're going to show interest in Chapman. They could go after a guy like Mark Melancon, who came up in the Yankee system, or maybe even Kenley Jansen, although he would cost them a qualifying offer pick. But I would say the smart money is they're going to pursue Aroldis Chapman, and if they do wind up moving a contract like Brian McCann's or Brett Gardner's, that might give them the financial flexibility to go after one of the bats on the free agent market. But as of right now, Brian Cashman has made it clear his priority is the pitching front.
The Baltimore Orioles, when they're looking at priorities right now, they really would like to upgrade both of their corner outfield spots to help out center fielder Adam Jones. That's been their primary goal for this offseason. Behind that, of course, filling the role of Matt Wieters at catcher, adding some depth there. They feel okay about their starting rotation despite all of their struggles. They feel like the group collectively having a better second half will help them carry through. They like their depth there. Now, when you talk about guys that aren't coming back, we mentioned Matt Wieters. Certainly that would be a big hole for them. But the biggest hole of all is Mark Trumbo. He hit 48 home runs, had a career year. He's a guy they are trying to keep. They offered a qualifying offer. Right now they're in that window. They can negotiate exclusively with Mark Trumbo. They're optimistic that they can maybe make something happen. But obviously Trumbo is going to command major money on the free agent market. So certainly a guy who they will miss if they are not able to get a deal done.